If you're a redhead and a bloke, you're in demand. There has been a call for redheads to come out, make sure they're available for sperm bank donations. Why? Why are they in such demand? Dr. Sally Reed is donor coordinator at Fertility SA. Hello, Sally.
Hi, how are you, Sonia?
Are people specifically asking for redheaded sperm, are they?
Well, I mean, I find that a little bit surprising as the donor coordinator. I mean, at Fertility SA, we have access to many donors. And I must say, I think it's the brunettes with brown eyes that seem to be the most popular. But look, personally, red's my favourite colour. I can see why.
All right. Well, there is a new demand. Now, this is changing because there was a time when others had sort of said no to some of the redheaded donors. How specific can you be when you ask for a certain type of sperm? I guess they're not redheaded sperm, I presume.
No.
From a redheaded man.
Yes. Look, I think it is very important to people because I think people, even when they use a sperm donor, I think their families nowadays, there's a myriad of different ways to make a family, and it's not all about genetics. I've got a very wide view on what's a family, and I think it's a lot more to do with nurture and, you know, living together. But I think, you know, there are couples who specifically say, look, I know I need to use a sperm donor, or I'm a single woman and I need to use a sperm donor, and I'd like him to look like this. And so what we provide is they're shown a baby photo of our prospective donors, so you can sort of see what they would look like, potentially what the child would look like. But we also give eye colour, hair colour, height, medical history, family history, educational history. Plus, often there's a sort of a questionnaire or a spiel that the donor fills out to explain why donating their sperm is important to them.
Is when you make a choice in relation to your donor, is that generally because you want a child to look a certain way, or like are there fads associated with that? I mean, it's been suggested that maybe the call for redheaded sperm donors is because of the prevalence, the interest in Ed Sheeran and Prince Harry and the sort of famous gingers that are out there at the moment. Now, is it that fad driven, or are we looking at people who perhaps want a child who, as closely as possible, might resemble them?
Yeah, I don't actually think it's fad-driven. I think most couples and most women that are looking at donors just want to feel a connection with that person. And whether it's a known donor, so it's a brother or someone that they know, or whether it's someone through Fertility SA that we have access to that they can then access their details, and even though it's not anonymous as such because of the way that donors have to be identified to the children these days, but I think they just want to feel a connection to that person and believe that that person's donating for a valid reason. And that a lot of it seems to relate to what the donor's hobbies are and other interesting bits and pieces like that, rather than about what they look like.
Redheaded or otherwise, do we have enough active sperm donors? Because I know the last time we probably talked about this topic was when there was something of a shortage.
That's right. There's always a shortage, and particularly, I mean, sperm, everything really, sperm, eggs and embryos. And I think we're very lucky in Adelaide because, for example, at Fertility SA, we've got over 90 donor embryos which are looking for homes. And I think in the eastern states, there's an 18-month wait list for couples who have been through infertility treatment and would like to access a donor embryo. Donor sperm, I suppose we do have access to many donors, but they are from, we use the Seattle Sperm Bank. So we're talking about American donors, which, you know, a lot of women have said, look, I'd much prefer to use an Australian, not to be anti-American, but there is a shortage of men coming forward willing to donate their sperm, and it is more straightforward to donate sperm than eggs. So I think, I would hope that that we don't always have a shortage, but yeah, certainly it is an ongoing challenge, I think, for couples and women to find donors.
I'm talking with Dr. Sally Reed, donor coordinator at Fertility SA. If redheaded men or any other men were perhaps leaning towards this type of activity, how do they go about it, Sally?
All they need to do is just contact us. And obviously we're interested in people who really view this as a gift and helping other people to be able to start a family, which they've been striving very hard to achieve and they're unable. So, for example, it might be a man who's been born with no sperm, or he might have had chemotherapy for a testicular cancer or another form of cancer, and he no longer has any sperm left, but he and his partner very much want to start their family. And I think the important thing to know is that there are some responsibilities. So when that child reaches the age of 16, they are able to access certain information about the donor. And I think that's what has made it harder for men to donate these days. It's not anonymous as such. But that's probably the most important step, is just to come and see us. And if you're truly interested, then we'd love to hear from you.
Well, Sally, thank you for that. It's not just for redheads, although it seems that there is a call for more redheads out there. But I'm sure no matter what your hair colour, you'll be warmly received. Thank you for your time.
Definitely. No problem.
The donor coordinator at Fertility SA, Dr. Sally Reid.